The Skagitwat has been an issue for years, even before it was built. It heated up a decade ago and then languished in the design shops of DOT until 2015, when Governor Cuomo stepped in after a young child was killed by a car coming off the road and into Delaware Park. That led to a reduced speed limit and some other controls. DOT has $104 million to make major changes in the road and has had a series of design plans. Last night, Driscoll showed off the new plan, which meets federal rules.
It includes bike pathways right along the Skagitwat, and that connect, by the way, to existing bike paths, and reduce median. You may recall from previous meetings, people were very concerned about the size of the median between the roadways, and so we've reduced it from 12 feet to 4 feet. There'll be no landscaping on that. There will be ornamental lighting.
Driscoll says the road has to stay because otherwise traffic would clog regular streets, and it can't be just a two-lane road since Washington requires a center guardrail because of the traffic volume. If this plan is approved, he wants to start construction in the fall of next year and then build over the two following construction seasons. Buffalo Olmsted Parks Conservancy Executive Director Stephanie Crockett says it's not what her group wanted.
We've seen variations of this design before, and although they continue to take baby steps in the right direction, we think that there's more that could be done to make it really great.
The Conservancy called for a more bike and pedestrian-friendly plan, which included turning the bridge over Delaware Avenue into a pedestrian and bike bridge. Crockett says this isn't that plan. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.